Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here we are at CNN. Here's our panel. He is the author of the new book, The End of Race Politics, Arguments for a Colorblind America. Coleman Hughes is over here. She's a staff writer at The Atlantic, Caitlin Flanagan, and you all know CNN contributor and 29-time winning broadcaster with MLB and TNT, Bob Costas is over here. Okay. First one is for you, Bob. With the allegations against Vince McMahon, now he's the head of the
WWE, used to be the WWF.
World Wrestling.
Right, World Wrestling Entertainment.
Entertainment. It better be, because it's not real.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of the reason they labeled it that way was so that the various state governments wouldn't subject those athletes or performers to drug testing, to performance-enhancing drug testing.
Because they're all on...
Yeah, I mean, they basically conceded that these are scripted matches. They don't like to blare that out to their fans, some of whom actually think it's real. But as the long-ago wrestling trainer, Bobby the Brain Heenan, said to me, there's only two things that concern me about wrestling fans. They can vote, and they can breed.
Well, Bob... My core audience is wrestling fans. All right. The question is, would the allegations against Vince McMahon... Oh, yes. Now, he's, for people who don't know, I read this in the paper, some really, like Weinstein-level stuff.
Or worse.
Worse. Worse than Weinstein?
Well, sex trafficking and sexual abuse. We'll see how this plays out.
Would they have been overlooked for so long had he been working in an industry like Hollywood instead of sports?
You just brought up a name that would refute that, at least until recently. I think the difference is that if you talk about something like that, it's not covered in the same way as baseball, football, basketball would be covered. You don't have a press corps that's covering them and holding them to account.
But Netflix...
They operate on their own.
Netflix just gave WWE, is it now?
Yeah.
$5 billion deal.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It has a television audience. It's one of the few things.
$5 billion? I would guess so.
But knowing Netflix, maybe.
But usually, a deal like that, it usually gets stopped when a guy like this is attached to it.
And
like he's ahead of it.
It could be.
Okay.
Or someone else takes over, and
all
the
right.
basic product is appealing to enough of an audience that they roll on.
All right. For Coleman, is the woke kindergarten controversy in San Francisco an example of DEI running amok in schools? Well, first of all, we'll have to explain what the woke kindergarten controversy is.
Yeah, so the woke kindergarten controversy is at a school in San Francisco that is majority Hispanic. That is to say, two-thirds of these kids are speaking Spanish at home. They need to be taught the basics, English, math, etc. That school decided, instead of focusing on those things, to hire an organization called Woke Kindergarten, pay them $250,000 over
literally
a few
called
years.
Called it Woke Kindergarten.
Literally
it's
called
not
Woke.
What, oh, I see.
Yeah, you're...
I thought that was the name that the guy who wrote the article gave it. That was their name.
The comedy
They're
writers
owning
didn't
it.
Even
okay,
have to...
got it. Owning it. Owning it. Woke Kindergarten.
Yeah. Self-awareness is a wonderful thing.
It really
isn't it?
Is. Yeah. Boy, yeah. Can't start them too young, huh?
And rather predictably, what happened is that their math and reading scores have been declining for several years. And it's become yet another example of precisely the opposite priorities that typical normal Americans want, which is we want to send our kids to school to learn the basics as we decline worldwide, not to be taught why math is racist, for instance. And... And the final thing I'll say, I think...
What about six? That number I always...
Yeah. A little bit suspicious, right? I think that the basic problem with wokeness, one of the basic problems is that it views kids as somehow inherently racist and the racism needs to be hammered out of them in some way, when the reality is that among all the problems kids have, for instance, being selfish and needing to learn to share, racism is not one of them. So really, in the same way we want to protect a child's sexual innocence for as long as possible, we should want to preserve that racially innocent mindset for as long as possible, not hammer the idea into them.
Okay. Caitlin, as an educator, what do you think of Dartmouth announcing it will bring back the SAT as a requirement for all the kids? Now, if people don't know, all 8 Ivy Leagues got rid of the SAT in the name of equity about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and now Dartmouth is saying no. Through the red flag.
I can tell you it's absolutely true that all over the country, people don't realize this. There are kids who didn't have an access to go to a good secondary school, or their parents moved a lot, or their family's chaos, and they'll pop up with these great scores that individually. And these are the kids that, you know, they can, the old idea is you could test into certain schools. You should be able to test into the University of California. And it was a tremendous benefit to kids who had every disadvantage along the way. And now, and the other thing is, we don't want to admit this, and it's irrelevant for well-off kids, but the SAT truly is the best single predictor of, can the kid get through the school? Is he or she going to show up and say, yeah, I can do this coursework. Maybe I'm not as wealthy as the others or gifted in sports or whatever, but I'm not having problems here. I'm moving through the curriculum. And
you can't lie on it. I read that 60% of college applicants admit they lie. Right. At some part of their application.
Right.
You can't lie in the SAT.
Well, unless you're Felicity Huffman.
Well, but that's not the SAT.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
it's the ACT, I think.
All right. All right, for everybody, is there any merit in Tucker Carlson's interview with Vladimir Putin? I guess that was today. I read that Putin went on for a half hour. The first question. Mm-hmm. He just gave him a history lesson. An erroneous.
It's reprehensible.
That he would even do it?
Reprehensible.
Well, I mean, we interviewers have done that. I mean, I remember Mike Wallace with the Ayatollah.
Of course, mm-hmm. But under the kind of rules of engagement that interview was conducted, and with a certain acquiescing lens through which Tucker put the answers.
Right. I mean, Tucker has already been part of Putin's propaganda apparatus for a few years now.
Yeah.
It would have been like if Mike Wallace had been on in Iran for 3 years.
Right.
Hey.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's the difference.
I have to imagine if for some reason you were interviewing Putin and he started going on about how Poland was to blame for World War II, you would say, hold on a second, Vlad.
Right.
And you would give people... Tucker just lets him go on with basic historical facts that...
That's what he said, that Poland was...
Well, yeah, he held Poland responsible for
being attacked by Hitler?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely flag that.
Yeah. For whatever it's worth.
I mean, when the Olympics... Were they doing this interview on the ground floor, or was it up by a window?
Right.
For whatever it's worth, when the Olympics were in Sochi, Russia in 2014, we requested for many months prior to and during the games, whether it would be me or someone from NBC News, and Putin turned that down flatly.
Right.
So he wasn't going to sit.
And gave you pink eye.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
Right. A whole cloak and dagger operation that Putin and the KGB obviously undertook just to screw me up.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. And you know, people to this day, they'll say, conversational icebreaker occasionally, Bob, you remember that time you had pink eye at the Olympics? No, I don't recall. Refresh my memory. 100 million people with memes all over the internet and ridiculous, untrue theories as to how I contracted. I have no idea. Remind me again what that was.
But now we can say it.
Yes, yes.
You still don't know why you got it?
Yeah, I don't. I honestly don't.
Okay. All right.
Dirty tricks.
What do you think that the government is now banning Eugenia, Tavium, and Xtendimax?
Well, I have a lot of feelings about Eugenia Tavi Mendy Max. What are you talking about?
What is that?
They're weed killers.
Oh.
I want to know what they did to us and why they sound like boner pills.
They do. Last one does. Last one does.
All right. Thank you. We ran out of time. Thank you, CNN. We'll see you next week. All right.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.